ist dein Sirup?
Ja. Oder braucht ihr das? Hm. Achso, die hatte ich ja für euch gekauft, oder?
Hey! Hallo! Setz dich!
Hier!
Ja!
Great!
Möchtest du das abspielen?
Yes, it has the objects. I don't know German. I just realized. Yes, yeah, last year I was here, yes. This time we brought...
And you have some more projects.
So, sure, yes. I mean, this is the project that we launched this year. Last year it was a prototype before Kickstarter. Now we launched. So, yes, now it's a film. So, would I hear this in my headphones here too? Great. So, I'm not sure if we are on or not. Yeah, I want to check it before, right?
Oop-de-doo-dee!
One, two, three. This one should work. If it does, we should hear sound. Right? I think that should work, but it works on the left only. Now it works in both, right? Stereo now. Yeah, the feedback is now a little bit too much.
Sure, I can, but I'm a little bit...
Oh, no, actually it's that your mixture should be louder. But if I do... Yeah, let's try this again. For some... 1, 2, 3. Strange, actually. I can talk to this mic and then turn on the effects, which will be interesting. Or I can talk.
Als Elektronikmusiker, als Electronic Musician, ist es natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Guck mal, hier ist ein Kabel drin. Ne? Guck mal. Und wieder rein.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Also, wir haben hier gerade wieder Spaß bei der Superbooth und mit experimentellen Synthesizern. Ich sehe einen Mann mit blinkenden Sachen. Der Mann hat eine weiße Plaste auf dem Tisch und da sind blinkende LEDs und da ist rot, gelb, grün, orange, lila und es gibt auch kleine Drähte und das sind die kleinsten Drähte, die ich je gesehen habe. Kleiner geht's eigentlich gar nicht. Ich weiß gar nicht, für was das Drähte sind. Sind das Drähte für Ameisen? Und wir sind wieder bei Pi-Radio, Radio Woltersdorf mit der Superbooth 88.4 und 90,7 MHz an Berlin und Potsdam und auf piradio.de. Und da ist der Frank und da ist der Jero und da ist Mikromusik. Hey, we just met at the booth upstairs. And
right.
You have a new thing you want to show us and we already met a few years ago.
No, we met actually a year ago, exactly.
1 year ago, that's
yeah,
right.
It was our debut here and we were showing a prototype before a Kickstarter. We started our Kickstarter campaign. And this year we actually are already fulfilling our orders at this time. At this moment we are preparing to ship them. So Kickstarter was successful for us. We raised a pretty nice amount of money. It was $90,000 for Whoa. 1 month and a half. So people really wanted this thing after the Super Bowl especially. Yeah, and this year the product is final and it's designed and the form that we sent to our clients on Kickstarter. Whoa. And pretty soon we are opening pre-orders on the website in 2 weeks after we ship our previous orders, we will be able to open pre-order for everyone. So yeah, and
but I have one question. What is the name of your company and the name of this website?
Sure, it's Microreg Synthesizer, and the website is microreg.org. We position ourselves like a most accessible modular synth available because of the two things, the price and compatibility, and yeah, basically two things, compatibility and the price. So we believe that you can connect and should be able to connect everything with everything, basically. So that's why Microreg is compatible with Eurorack Power out of the box. It's plus 12, minus 12, plus 5, minus 5. So you can natively work with your Eurorack setups using Microreg too. And it is, has also a Eurorack adapter. I haven't brought it with me, but as you might notice, I brought this setup just in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Eurorack adapter allows you to put these same breadboards into Eurorack. You can attach, detach them. You don't need to glue them there. So you can move them anywhere you like. Yes. And this year also, because of the Super Booth success, the previous Super Booth success, we sold the adapter for AE Modular from Tangible Wave guys. We partnered on an adapter for Microreg to their platform. So right now you can, it's a prototype yet. We are not releasing it right now, but we are working really close with Robert Langer from AE Modular on this adapter. So it will be able to connect everything with everything, even more. Eurorack, AE Modular, who knows what's next. So yeah, we have to share a lot of success of this year. No, it was not just the Kickstarter, but we made the real product, the final designs, pretty different from the ones that we showed last year. We changed a few things, we added a few new modules, had a few collaborations which were not previously announced, like the one with Moritz Klein from America Synth, for example. He designed one module for us.
We have there? You have it in your hands. It's very tiny, and it's very three tiny pots and some bits of, what are they called? These,
you should look at this.
Yeah.
Because he actually, the first collaborator who designed the front panel with icons for us, because previously we used just utilitarian approach and used just labels, but he added a lot of icons as he does on his modules on Erika Synth. So
it looks like it's a little bit of a filter, and it has these very tiny bus port connectors and maybe like a trigger button or like a select switch.
Yeah, it's a switch between low pass, high pass. So it's a combined.
It's a tiny combined filter.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Moritz Klein, zero. On Instagram.
Yes, exactly. So the thing is that we had many collaborations this year after the first Super Booth. Yes, and we made a few redesigns to some modules. For example, the Power Now module, it allows you to extend any breadboard and make it even longer so you can easily connect more modules right here. Yeah, and then as always, you can reconnect everything on the fly. It just works. Yeah, we have a keyboard module now. It's a stylo keyboard with a stylus. So yeah. Even can give you a CV and gate if you want. Yeah, we have a noise module this time, much better.
But you need really tiny hands for this module keyboard.
Yeah, but actually me is the one who responsible for the front panel design, and I try to do them as ergonomic as
possible.
And your
fingers are fairly normal, I think.
You should try yourself. If you will find a module that you don't think fit perfectly, it's for stylus. Yeah, so you do it with the stylus. Yeah, we have alligator clip at home, actually. We just didn't grow it here. So we use alligator clip. It's pretty nice in your hand. You can play it like this. Yeah, we have also some noise right now. This is a pink noise. So yeah, and the input with phantom power, so we can power the microphone. Let me try this. Can you hear me? With my synthesizer, and I'm trying to use some delay. Yeah, the kit that I'm having here with the delay, we call it a pedal kit, pedal starter kit. We sell this pretty soon. They will be all available for pre-order for $150. And with them, you will get with this pedal unit at least 8 modules of different kinds, which you can use to connect external sources to the synthesizer, or you can just use it for like vocals, or you can use it as a fix. So yeah, this pedal works with the guitar, with the flutes. We tried with drums. You can trigger and use it as a CV trigger. So we used piezoelectric microphone with drums, and we triggered some sequences before for our videos on Instagram. So yeah, it's a pretty powerful thing now. And we realized that it's possible not just to build the synths with this thing, but actual mixers, pedals, utilities. I don't know. Actually, people noticing, engineers especially, that they can use this not just for playing, but for work, because if they are doing, let's say, a filter for Eurorack, we have already a compatible power and we have a VCO, they don't have to make it. They can just use VCO as a template and develop around this VCO their own thing, because it's on a breadboard. So you prototype right here. So you have reliable power source with the same standard, have nice tuned VCO and other modules if you want to try them for your project before you develop your thing, or you can just have them and learn and play, I mean, just have fun. So yeah, that's the thing.
And you can you quickly name all the modules that are in the patch right there?
Yeah, right now we have 9 modules right here. It's basically 2 of them are always gonna be some utilities. For example, power and output, or if you're using something else. So we have power and output, that's for sure. Usual standard modules that we use everywhere. The special thing about this kit, we have input module with phantom power, as I said, and CV mod, with volume control too. Yes, we have a delay here with saturation on it too, but I don't want to turn on a saturation a lot because it will break something, I think. So yes, and the delay, also a PT delay. It's a digital one, which gives you clean things in the beginning, but it gives you pretty dirty things in the end. And we like this fact that it's not that clean, you know, it's not...
Yeah,
it doesn't sound digital.
Everyone is, likes that about the PT chip. But please go through the other in the patch.
Yeah, sure. There is a VCO as well. It's modulating delay. It's modulating actually a sample hold right now. So we have combined module with sample hold and noise. It's basically 2 modules in one. That's why we separate it by color. Noise is just giving you the noise. Sample and hold allows you to take this noise only when you want. And we have a track and hold also, so we can press a button to enable the noise, or we can enable some effects like a random frequency generator from VCO shape. We can put it to the sample and trigger a track when we want, and we will receive the specific frequency. So and it works like a random frequency. So in this random frequencies, they're controlling the time of delay now. So, and if you can see, yeah, I can make it faster or make it slower. So this modulations, they work on delay and they provide us noise. So the power unit, I already told you, filter is not used right now. I was just showing it to you. And the keyboard, yeah, we can connect it in other way, I think, if you like. We can connect VCO, for example, instead. Yeah, just repatching on the fly. I just want to make a filter with VCO setup, just to quickly show you how filter works, that it's fine and everybody likes it. So yeah, Moritz actually did a good job with this schematics before we adopted it for Microrack. But
it's
we made
a SMD design because it's like a fingernail size module. Very nice sound.
Yeah, I should turn on off the noise module, I think. Just a second. Yeah, let's turn on off the noise right now. And listen just to the VCOs, right? Yeah, so we changed the resonance schematics a bit to, and we added a CV control for cutoff frequency. So yeah, that's the change we made, and Moritz approved them. We gave them for review to him, and yeah, he was happy about it. So now I'm trying to use the saturation unit. Sometimes it becomes a little bit too loud. So we have a filter with bass and the saturation here. Yep. So thank you Superbooth for having us second year this time. Actually, it's a huge success for us again. We made a lot of friends, made a lot of contacts, and we hope people like the thing that we do.
And you have a workshop?
Yes, just right in 15 minutes. We want maybe to start a little bit after 4, but at 4 we are in the blue area, the workshop room. Microrack will give you a little dive or a deep dive into MicroModeler. So join us to learn how to work with these small tiny modules and patch us budget with us and maybe we even give away.
Whoa. So in 15 minutes upstairs in the Blue Room, or if you missed and you're listening in the archive, then
the website, microrec.org on the website, or microrec.synth in Instagram.
Nice.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming again. Nice to see you again. Have a nice super booth.
Yeah.
Yay.